Now, one of Sydney's newest art centres is the APY Gallery in Darlinghurst. It opened a couple of weeks ago. It showcases the work of artists from the Anungu Pinjunjara Yunkunjara lands, or APY lands, located in remote central Australia, kind of on the northwest tip of South Australia, as far as I can tell. Now, Sky O'Mara is the general manager of the APY Art Centre Collective. It's been involved in the art industry for the past 13 years. Sky, very good morning to you.
Hello, Nick.
How are you?
I'm very well. Good morning.
Good morning. Now, APY Gallery in Sydney, it's the first of its kind in Australia. What's making it so unique?
Well, this is the first gallery that's been owned by the Anangu people, and the first gallery that's been owned by Aboriginal owned and governed art centres. So this is new territory in the Indigenous art movement has been built on local Aboriginal art centres or private dealers who work with Aboriginal people, and work being sent on to various other galleries and dealers for marketing purposes. So this sees Aboriginal elders in charge of the process from the first day of production right through to the day that beautiful artwork finds a home.
Now, I imagine this is really helping address sort of, you know, issues we've seen before about unethical or even exploitative art dealing practices.
Oh, look, this is still a very big issue, that is faced by Anangu artists and Anangu elders. And we run, the APY Art Centre Collective, the organisation I work for, runs various programs that support art centres and Aboriginal elders to support vulnerable artists. Carpet bagging is still rife, and there's still so many sheds in that are operating in Alice Springs and now that are being set up in Adelaide, and these businesses shouldn't be existing in Australia today. It's where blatant opportunists and cowboys are targeting very vulnerable people and people are being ripped off. So carpet bagging is still at large, and it needs to be shut down.
Sorry, what is carpet bagging?
So carpet bagging is the practice of unscrupulous private dealers luring and poaching artists and duping them into the terms of a deal that are grossly unfair or unethical. So in a lot of these carpet bagging sheds in Alice Springs, individuals are paid much less than 20% of the retail price of the canvas. They feel that they're often painting in an unsafe environment, and these are individuals that are vulnerable, that are struggling with challenge from life in community where social disadvantage exists. That Anangu elders are fighting together in such an empowered and proud manner. But these social issues still exist, and these challenges still exist, and there's opportunists there that are making a business out of taking advantage of a vulnerable people and exploiting and ripping off Aboriginal artists.
Look, I imagine even before APY Gallery opened, the APY Art Centre Collective, would have been working hard to stop those practices.
Oh, absolutely. Look, we run programs. I mean, that's our business. The APY Gallery is just the most wonderful thing, and it's a celebration of a lot of the work we've been doing over the past 5 years. But our program, the APY Art Centre program, really works on the ground in the Anangu Pinjunjara Yunkunjara communities every day. So we run various projects and various strategies, and one of them is a program that protects artists against the impact of unscrupulous private dealers or carpetbaggers. And so we work with other organisations like Tangandjira Arts in Alice Springs to make sure that individuals that are vulnerable are supported. These Anangu elders describe these carpetbaggers as eagles that they hunt famous artists. And indeed, we've heard terrible stories about senior men and women being targeted while they're being released from Alice Springs Hospital or at other moments where themselves or their family members are extremely vulnerable. Now we've developed a program with another art centre to make sure that these individuals, we reach out to these individuals immediately and give them whatever support is required to keep themselves safe and their family members safe and away from these carpetbaggers. So that's a really important part of the program. And I guess the thing that we can't really control, and we're hoping that we'll have some agency in with this gallery in Sydney, is being able to talk about these messages and be able to educate art lovers and art buyers about the different models in the industry. You know, it's people still take more time to decide where they're getting the ethics around buying their eggs than they do about buying their Indigenous art. And we know that this is an industry that's been fraught with these kind of challenges throughout since the beginning of the Indigenous art movement. So we're hoping that this space in Sydney is going to allow that direct contact with Aboriginal artists and Aboriginal elders, where they can tell their story about the art centres, where they can let people know what the art centres actually really mean to community on a daily basis, where they can talk about the accountability and the transparencies of buying works from art centres, so that consumers and art lovers can feel absolutely secure regarding the amount of money that is being returned to the artists and returned to the Indigenous community as well. So art centres are the example of best practice industry ethics. They're the model that we hope to educate the marketplace about, that people will respond and will start asking the question when they're thinking of buying an Indigenous artwork, has this work been produced in an Aboriginal-owned and governed art centre?
And Sky, I know the APY Gallery's got a bit of a focus on young and emerging artists. I imagine that that's making sure that they're coming, you know, into this industry in the best possible way with the best possible support.
Well, that's right. Look, I think that I need to say that there's the APY lands, we've received such a benefit from some wonderful gallerists in this industry. Beverly Knight at Alcaston Gallery, Aboriginal and Pacific Art Gallery in Sydney, Outstation Gallery in Darwin and Paul Johnson Gallery in Darwin. There's wonderful ethical galleries that have been representing our most prestigious artists across the lands. What we were finding increasingly, and this has been really post-GFC, that we were struggling to find opportunities for our young and emerging artists. Mm. Now, there's 500 artists that practice their artwork in various mediums across the breadth of the APY lands. And of those 500 artists, less than 100 have representation from the galleries like Aboriginal and Pacific Art. So we're not really challenging that. We're not really challenging what those galleries do because they're just doing such a wonderful job, and we need them to keep on doing what they're doing. They're fabulous. What we're trying to do is create new opportunities in the marketplace to motivate and inspire the young artists across the lands and the artists that are in their first 5 years of practice, because these artists are the future of the APY art centres and the future of the Indigenous art movement. There's one other thing I wanted to mention here, is that the other thing that people don't understand about Aboriginal-owned and governed art centres is that they are really the only source of non-government income in community. And this is certainly the case in the APY lands. So what I'm saying there is that they're the only real jobs that exist in community. The APY art centres are enormously successful, and every family group in each of the APY communities is drawing a strong income and non-government income from their work as a practicing artist or the various roles that exist supporting the arts centre.
Look, Sky, we will have to leave it there, unfortunately, but thank you so much for your time this morning.
No, Nick, thank you very much for having me.
Thank you. Sky O'Mara, she's the General Manager of APY Art Centre Collective, the brand new gallery in Sydney owned by artists from the APY lands called APY Gallery. We'll have a lot of info up on 2SER.com if you want to get along and check it out.